Hey, this is Matthew calling from Everest Base Camp, doing another bushboarding. It's been a bit of a struggle to get through the voice recording software, but hopefully now this will go through. So it's a bit of an effect on the recording. The last one I did was on the 30th of April, and since then we've been all the way up to Camp 3 and back. From the 8th of May, I'm left from base camp and went all the way up to camp 2, and I went up with Robert and Becky and got up to camp 1 through the ice fall and felt pretty strong. And then from camp 1 to camp 2, had a bit of a shock and crawled all the way to camp 2. The last time we got it in 2 separately, and this time straight through the 2 from base camp. I managed to recover from that, and I had a night deep, which was the best fit intuition that we'd had. Then on the 2nd of May, we had a stay at camp 2, and spent all day there, which was great. Then, due to all day, woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then had to listen to music until 4 o'clock the next morning to get some sleep, and which didn't aid sleeping at all. So then, after the rest day, or the 3rd of May, went from camp 2, up camp 3, took camp 3, and then back down to camp again, and felt pretty strong after the rest day. We've had it much altered. If you know the face, it's been off the far right-hand side of the low face. This is to avoid rock falls from camp 3, and higher than the face. And now to the correction of ridge, the scarf ridge of six. And I'm really, really steep. Probably a spot to show 3. Then that was quite strenuous. But after not holding 6 ropes, we reached in 3 to about 2 and crashed into another team. And we fortunately got empty. So we set the middle of the men then. So we use them for shelter from the wind and the inclement weather. So after a few biscuits that it came through, the weather came in, so we decided to descend. And then for the base of the fig ropes, we had a complete whiteout for probably about an hour. And this made getting back to camp 2 pretty difficult. And due to it being a new route, it was very hard to follow any path. And we narrowly avoided many crevasses on the way back. Unfortunately, made it back to camp 2 in one piece, and now that camp 3 has been reached, the acclimatisation period is now over. So this is great news because we now have to wait for a summer bid with some good weather. So it's now just a waiting game. And then, so on the 4th of May, we had a late start, left camp 2 at 9:20, and had a pleasantly uneventful trip down the Eiffel, and arrived at base camp for lunch. It was really, really hot in the Eiffel. The weather started to make turn for the better. It's getting quite hot now in the day, which made coming down the Eiffel quite difficult, just quite strenuous in the heat. As the sun bounces off all the ice and snow, it makes it very hot and very hard going. So over the last few days since coming down, the weather's been quite a hot topic. Essentially 400 climbers, roughly at base camp, are all waiting for a good weather window to attend the summit. However, before this can happen, the ropes need to be fixed, firstly from Camp 3 to Camp 4, which is known as the South Col in the Death Zone, and then from Camp 4 to the summit. Until this happens, no one really can hope to summit, so it's currently just a waiting game, just waiting for the ropes to be fixed and a good weather window so everyone could have a chance at the summit. Apparently, there is a weather window actually on the 7th of May, which is tomorrow, lasting approximately 5 days, but it looks pretty unlikely that everything will be in place for us, maybe until at least 10 days time. So we're really just in the waiting game now, just waiting for an opportunity for the summer bid. Now we have reached camp 3, so we're all acclimatized, ready to go, just waiting for that weather. So taking full advantage of the rest days now, had an awesome shower yesterday. However, thanks to Becky for the desperately needed shampoo. So now, it's just now a waiting game, and we may head down the valley to fly now in a few days time, and just about this better window. But at the moment, we're taking it one at a time. What will happen, what will happen with the cigarettes, and also the weather. So thanks again for everyone's support. It's been unbelievable. I've heard it got some notes. Thank you so much. Please get my blog on your page. But just give it up, it'll be on this website and my blog. And yeah, I'll update again. Hope you're willing to update on the mountain. But until then, this is Matthew at Everest Base Camp out.